This is a big breakthrough.
The Agriculture Department's chief scientist, Dr. Catherine Motecki, she's talking about what will be a shot in the arm, or someplace a shot, for our arsenal of protection from foot and mouth disease. Department of Agriculture scientists have developed a new foot and mouth vaccine, but a vaccine different from all the others out there.
Because it does not contain the virus, only a small part of the coat of the virus.
That's a huge thing, because up to now, foot and mouth vaccines could not be manufactured on the U.S. mainland for fear of putting live virus inside the U.S. But now, for the first time, a foot and mouth vaccine can be made on the U.S. mainland large scale. Next big advantage.
The vaccinated cattle can be differentiated from cattle that have the disease.
Before, you couldn't tell one from the other. So in the huge 2001 outbreak in the United Kingdom, millions of animals had to be destroyed even if they had been vaccinated. This vaccine would eliminate that problem. A U.S. company already has a conditional license to make the new vaccine.
This vaccine is the result of a 7-year collaboration that involved Agricultural Research Service scientists, Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, and even the Department of Homeland Security, along with a couple of private companies. This breakthrough vaccine has received a conditional license that will result in a manufacturer, a company called Miriel, actually beginning to produce the vaccine.
Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.